Thanks, David. All right, we thought it was important to provide these introductions so we could basically level set with a baseline so you'd understand where people are coming from in the context of their comments today. And now that we've done that, we want to segue to discuss the perspectives, motivations, incentives, and the like within our two specific categories, strategic and PE. And we'll go back, David, to you and lend your perspective, broad brush, as it relates to strategics. And then we will transition from that over to Steve for broad brush perspective on PEs.
Thanks, Larry. As a corporate or strategic, first and foremost, we're a corporation. We want to sell as many products and services out of our brick and mortar stores and outside our stores as possible. So within the company, goal number one is sales revenue, inside the store, fuel, and M&A, rather than being a focus of the company, is really a growth-oriented tool of the company. So we're competing first with the ROI and IRR, our normal products and services, and new enterprise products and services that we're launching are actually generating. So M&A is not even a consideration if you can't do a deal that's going to generate a better return than just the amount of cash and the profit margin we make selling Slurpees, selling fuel. Once you get over that threshold, really it's a question of, can we grow the store base? We're a store-based company. We're a brick-and-mortar company. We don't think brick-and-mortar is going anywhere. It just needs to be more than just brick-and-mortar. Our parent company gave us a goal of getting to 10,000 stores by 2019, which is just around the corner. We're right on the cusp of that. And then they want us to get to 20,000 stores by 2027. So obviously, we need to go and buy a bunch of stores. You can't do that all through organic growth. Secondarily, as we have internal enterprise-wide projects and products.